Good morning. Today is Monday, October 3rd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be rainy with a high of 60 and a low of 46. In our top story, Hurricane Ian wrought damage across North Carolina Friday, though it had been downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it reached the Old North State. If you've suffered property damage, how can you file an insurance claim? According to the NC Hurricane Guide, you should first contact your insurance agent to arrange a visit. Be patient, as insurance companies are likely handling a very large volume of requests. Before making repairs to your home, take photos and prepare a detailed inventory of all damaged property. Make only those repairs necessary to prevent further damage. Do not make permanent repairs without first consulting your agent. Unauthorized repairs may not be reimbursed. Save receipts for materials purchased for temporary repairs. Before renting temporary shelter, check with your insurance company or agent to determine what expenses will be reimbursed. In politics, the State Bureau of Investigation is looking into allegations of obstruction of justice by the Columbus County Sheriff and deputies under his command, a spokeswoman for the statewide law enforcement agency said Wednesday. The investigation's launch coincides with a local TV station's publication of a recording in which Sheriff Jody Green appears to use racist language in referring to black deputies who he suspects are loyal to the previous sheriff, Lewis Hatcher, who is black. WECT reported that the recording was made in February 2019 by Jason Soles, who was then acting sheriff because Green's election was in dispute. Soles, a Democrat, is now challenging Green, a Republican, for the county's top law enforcement job. Both men are white. And finally, it may seem strange to plan a beach trip immediately after a hurricane, but conditions are nicer than usual at many beaches along the coast. Since Saturday morning, Myrtle Beach in South Carolina has been eerily calm. There's been little wind. No rain. It's supremely sunny. Normally, rip currents would last for days, even a week, after a hurricane of Ian's size passes over the coast. But Ian moved too quickly to inflict any meaningful change on the ocean's pattern. Swimmers should watch out for any lingering debris, but for the most part, beach conditions should be top-notch for the next week. And it might be one of the last weeks to visit before cooler weather settles in. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.